Bad Wolves is one of the new acts I've been curious about, but I never really got into their music, or at least too deep into it. But now with this new release, I have an excuse to check them out. So, how do they sound? Hi people, and hello my Chili Con Carnage crew, it's Chili here for a 5-minute review on Bad Wolves' newest album, Die About It. Well, I must admit that I have heard a few of their songs from various albums, and I do recall when Disobey came out a few years ago, and it made waves. I distinctly remember Nation for its album cover artwork that looks like it was an image from a Suicide Girls photo shoot or something. Not sure how I could ever forget that album cover, really. Oh. Where was I up to? Ah, that's right. The cover of Zombie, originally done by the Cranberries, brought them to the limelight, and it was a solid version, helped by the timing of the release, which was 3 days after the passing of the singer. And it was a great tribute there was no denying that. Much better than Miley Cyrus's version. My initial thoughts when I heard this album was a bit mixed. It was okay, but it felt somewhat generic. It was a passable effort, but not a very memorable one. So I decided to give the record some time before coming back to it. And the first song I can say that struck a chord with me was their tune Hungry for Life. The opening was solid, but what really did it for me was the chorus with its delivery for the title, and it really lingered with me for a moment. That delivery really reminded me of some song that I thought for sure was a cover of this, but from what I can find, that doesn't appear to be the case, and it might be just the Mandela effect kicking in. It's a great song either way. I'll also add that NDA, or however it's pronounced, was a pretty decent tune, and the inclusion of a saxophone was equal parts unexpected and impressive for how well it works with the tune. But I might be saying that because I believe in the power of saxophones in metal. Just look at Ghost and their track Miasma. While there are some tunes in there that are very solid, I had to talk about others here. Legends Never Die is trying to be a power ballad without the ballad, and as such it ends up just being a mess. It comes across as a bit of country twang, with arena core staccato riffs, and the ambiguous lyrics never lead to anything but allude to a wide number of the fallen in a vague attempt to be used perhaps in an AMV video. Also, the rapping on this track is very odd and unusual, and just doesn't suit the narrative. Still, it's not all a bad album, it's just a bit too quirky and at times generic to my liking. In fact, this is one of the major issues with the album despite numerous playthroughs, and I can't say anything really stood out to me. It all sounded so blasé, and almost melded together in one big hot pot of a mess. Overall, I will give this album a score of 5 million chilies on the spicy scale, with my favourite tracks being Hungry for Life, NDA, and Masquerade. This album hasn't won me over yet, and I wouldn't describe it as a fantastic effort either, but I'm sure it has found its fan base. In the end, I'm just not a huge fan of the style of music, so of course my score is going to reflect this, but I think even hardcore fans would admit this isn't a perfect album either. Anyway, I'm curious to hear your thoughts in regards to this album, so make sure to comment below. If you've enjoyed this content, make sure to smash that like button, subscribe to us, and stay notified for future music-related content, because it keeps our manager happy at the end of the day. We are also on Discord, Instagram, Facebook, and all those other social platforms if you want to check us out. As always, people, you have a great day, and stay spicy.